Okay. Any question? No. What is my question?
Where are we?
Where are we?
Considering the lights in the darkness.
Why?
Why? Uh-huh. Because it's not even speakable.
But if I remember, the last thing he was talking about was, well, something else. We arrived in a very special, bizarre situation here. What happened? First of all, something happened that you didn't notice. I come back. Secondly, it happened that Pharaoh and Moses are going to fight. Pharaoh challenged Moses and said, the people don't like you. He said, I don't give a damn. He said, give me some time. He said, who are you? Pharaoh said, okay, now give him time. He said, okay, do your best. Challenge started, right? This was the second stuff. Up to here, the challenge has been like this. First of all, within all the sorcerers, all the technical assistants, all the witty help Pharaoh could gather within them, we have found a couple of guys, two brothers, who are exception. Why? Because we are looking for exceptions, remember? Right at the beginning of book one, he said, listen, rules, you know it all. Exception, you don't know. This is the problem of intelligence. This was the problem of the handmaiden, remember? When king married the handmaiden, he was happy, successful, it was useful. Yes, there was benefit. Then the exception arrived. When exception arrived, the handmaiden got sick. Because what? Because she cannot understand the exception. Not only she cannot, all the physicians around, they bragged about, we'll do this, we'll do that, we are the magicians, we are the big guys, and they didn't think of the exception. Here is the same, we didn't talk about it, but we hope that you remember, this is the same stuff. Again, Pharaoh will send the messengers. The message is, you good people, helpful one, come here. I will pay you good. I will give you so much that even the generosity will be ashamed. Okay? Isn't the same that over there we said the king gathered all the physicians from left and right? Do you remember? It's the exact scene. That's what Pharaoh does. Because this Pharaoh of ours is that handmaiden. That handmaiden who became the king here, right? That's what the ego problem is. So, all of them, let do their stuff. Doesn't matter. Because they are important. We know that. Book one, book story one, even paragraph one. We know that. We are talking about the exception. Here the exception are these two guys. Why are the exception? Because they don't start with the brag. When they receive a good offer, they think, huh, what's the catch? Normally, the people don't. You should. Because that's the point. There are some special moments in you. Why did I came back to you? That was the first stuff you didn't notice. Last time you said, oh, alas, I'm talking about you, and you think I'm talking about Pharaoh and Moses. Give me a break. Repeatedly, I told you. I'm talking to you about you. You remember? Is it the mention of Moses serves for a mask, but the light of Moses is the actual concern, O good man. This is the first stuff. This is something that we should never forget. We heard about it. He explained it to us. Even before this, you remember, he said, oh, alas, all the things that I'm counting is in you, but you stick it to Pharaoh. Repeatedly telling you that. Listen, one of the major mistakes here is to let your childish brain think about this as stories. Do you remember we talked about stories? I talk a lot about that. I'll say why we choose stories. Do you remember I start to count that stories are general, will not offend you, they're universal, they could change from place to place, even the personalities could be translated. And is one of the best tools to talk to you about something that you will be engaged emotionally but not logically. And that's what we want, because we want to lead your emotions to grow, right? So he said, listen, I'm talking about you. I meant when the spirituality is presented to you, your intelligence will challenge it with whatever. Over there, don't follow the rule. Be the exception. The exception are these two guys. What do? They do some research. They try to understand. They go to give to their mom. Then the grave of the father, fasting, all of that, remember? To connect, to enjoy the fruit of common sense, the experience that the people passed, and the father told them what it is all about. It's always about this. When somebody presents a trick to you, try to take over and steal that trick. If you could, that's a little magic. You shouldn't worry about it. They tried it, and suddenly they said, no, there is something else behind it. When they approached, Moses was sleeping, and the stick started to vibrate. Suddenly, they stopped. They sent an email to Moses, apologizing, and Moses told them, shh, keep it quiet, it's between us. Don't talk to anyone. This is it, right? But the main point is this stuff that I hope you will never forget, that we are talking about the stuff that exists in your existence. You don't pay attention to it, do you? Be honest. Which one of you pay attention now that you're listening to me, to your breathing? You don't. You just breathe. And that is an action. You could stop it. It goes beyond the bag. Okay, that's a routine. The other one, oh, that one I'm used to. The other stuff is usual. And so on and so on. So you're actually driving this limousine, how? Carelessly. You let it drive itself. And the limousine is a good one. It has an automatic system to do the routines without you knowing it even. So you let that natural driver, the animal, take over, and you sleep. Don't. Wake up. All the stories we're telling is explaining you what's in you, which could be and should be controlled. What is the stuff that you should control? Could you give this child a good example? Because he said, okay, what is this stuff you're talking about? Give me an example. Tell him something.
Control your actions, take responsibility.
See, you have to go on and on and on, and you have a big list. He wanted a simple, very simple example. Don't give him the example of me becoming goofy. This is aging and he doesn't need it yet. He's 6 year old goal. Thank you. I thank you, it's all right. Lovely. Okay, don't think about this. Think about what we are talking about. We are talking about you taking control of some stuff.
Listen.
That normally you don't take control of, you let it go.
How about listen?
Listening. Listening is a very good advice, but I could even ask my cat to listen to me, can't I? Listening is something that the animal does. I'm talking about something that this little child could do as a human being. If it was an animal, it couldn't control the emotions in general. Animals, they don't have any control on their emotions. Emotion is something that when it is intrigued, it will act. It will jump out, right? That's what it is. And the major one over there is the fear, remember? Okay. But we could control our fear. State of belief is resting in peace over there and feeling comfortable. It could happen for human beings. We could control our emotions, and that's what we are talking about. The first emotion in you, which you should grab the neck of and control, is what? Anger. Why? Because the reaction of the anger button is fast. It jumps out without any regard for the situation. Human being could control it. Human being could let go and become an animal even worse, because we are more powerful than animals. So when it comes to cruelty, we are the winner of the competition. The emotions in you should be controlled. The fear, the anger, what else?
Grief.
Jealousy. Do you remember we talked about the jealousy? Which is a very complicated feeling in the human being, which is in the animals. That's what the competition is for the animals, but we don't compete for that. So, controlling these emotions, first you need to know where these emotions come from. Because there are emotions that is coming from your heart and your passion towards the children, let's say. But you have emotion which is fed by culturally somehow to you. It's fed by experience, by many, all of that. So we should know all of this. Why? Because these are all the magicians. These are the stuff that will do the magical trick. Animal stuff, animal stuff, animal stuff. Animal stuff.